Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 230 of Heroes Unlimited. This is the first page of Hell Knight. This is one night where I'm going to be recording as much Mega Dumbcast as possible. It is right after the immense, catastrophic everything failure that resulted in the loss of so much Mega Dumbcast. The last episode you listened to, especially if this is like a binge for you and like you're going through the archive and you're listening to the whole thing one by one, the last time you heard my voice, it was a younger Chris, a naive Chris who didn't yet understand quite what a burden, what a trial this podcast would become. But now here I am, jaded, wiser, but sadder. More, I've got beard stubble now. I've reached the 1990s of the soul, to put it in comic book terms you can understand. So to catch up with the show, what I have to do is just sit here and have a hell night. I got to record as much Mega Dumbcast as I possibly can. And that begins here with page 230. We're in the super abilities section. And what can I tell you about this page? There's an illustration here of a man doing a zap, is the technical term for it when a superhero does this thing. He's got one hand pulled back. He's kind of making a sort of finger clenching motion as though to gather his core energy. And then his other hand is out in a fist, which is how superheroes do a zap. It's how they shoot beams. I can't be a lot more specific than that about what this guy is up to, but Heroes Unlimited sure can. As we'll be discussing today and tomorrow, there's not just one zap power. There are so many zap powers. The energy expulsion family of superpowers is a comprehensive list of everything a superhero can shoot out of their hands, energy-wise. Now, obviously, there are other things, you know, you can, as we'll discuss later on, as I know so well, because I've recorded all this before, superheroes can throw snowballs and they can, you know, shoot bullets out of their hands or whatever. But the energy explosion powers cover everything that glows and can hurt people that you can shoot out of your hands. And on this page, we get the very most generic version of that, energy expulsion, colon, energy. This power contains a lot of rules text that is inherited by the other energy expulsion powers, and that text is the dumbest thing on this page. The reason is that it takes up, around about a third of this page, and it is a perfect illustration of how, you know, sometimes Palladium doesn't write rules when rules are called for. And that's one kind of dumb. That's like, how am I supposed to do this thing the book directs me to do? Rules nowhere to be found. In other cases, though, the author of Heroes Unlimited has extremely specific and mysterious opinions about how this game should be played that come across in the form of long, convoluted rules text that from the outside, it seems like, why do we have to be so specific about this? Or like, why isn't this just the intuitive rule one would expect? It's sometimes very hard to reconstruct. Why did this have to be so complicated? And this is certainly the case with energy expulsion energy. So let me read from the text, and you'll see what I mean. Quote, the character can generate energy, which can be released in directed pulses. The energy pulse or blast is fired from the fingertips, hand, or eyes. This is just generic energy. This is very popular in comic books because, you know, you have to be a certain kind of comic book to get away with burning someone alive or electrocuting someone. But if you kind of hit them with, like, it's a beam of energy, but it sort of hits them like a brick, and then it just kind of bumps them and they fall over, then that's acceptable. And so this is just generic energy. It's like a brick ray that you shoot out of your eyes, right? Now, the damage of this brick ray climbs as the character advances in level. One of the nice things about super abilities is they do tend to scale as you gain more levels, and the brick ray certainly does. It starts at 2d6 damage plus 1d6 per level of experience. So you can get all the way up to 17d6 at the highest possible level that no one will ever achieve because leveling takes forever in this game. However, you may not always want to brick someone as hard as you can. You may want to just brick them a little bit. And that's where these rules come to the rescue. Quote, the more powerful and experienced characters, third level and higher, can regulate the strength of each blast in increments of 1d6. Simple enough, right? increments of 1d6. Like you could do 1d6, or you could do 2d6. The author of Heroes Unlimited does not trust you to understand and also like fully grasp and comprehensively envision what he's talking about. So we need to have a long discussion about what different levels of Brick Ray look like. Quote, for example, a 6th level hero can fire blasts doing as much as 8d6. That's 8 to 48 points of damage at maximum strength. However, his mastery over his power enables him to fire a warning shot, doing a mere 1d6. A don't push your luck blast doing 2d6 or 3d6 damage. A forceful 4d6. A rock'em 5d6. A heavy 6d6. Or a powerful 7d6. Or full force 8d6 blast. Yes, that is 8 separate adjectives for all 8 separate power levels of which a 6th level character is capable. It sort of reminds me of the old face rip Marvel superhero system where like it wasn't exciting enough to have, you know, Aunt May's got a strength of 2 and the Hulk has a strength of 100. So every number also has an adjective. So your strength is like a feeble 2 or a poor 4 or a typical 6. Yes, I'm going to do them all. Or a good 10 or an excellent 20 or a remarkable 30 or an incredible 40 or an amazing 50 or a monstrous 75. A little bit of value judgment on those of you who have like 75 strength. 50 was amazing. Now 75, it's like, oh, almost too far, almost too strong. But then 100 strength, unearthly. And then it goes up to like shift X, Y, and Z, which are mathematical abstractions. They're not real levels of strength. It goes to the mechanics of that game. Such a complicated system. The whole back cover of that game is just a big inscrutable chart. And speaking of inscrutable, what I don't understand is the need to use these adjectives to explain how much damage like 5 damage is. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you roll 2d6, that's probably 7 damage, which is really all I need to know. But fortunately, Kevin Sambita is here to characterize that as a don't push your luck 2d6. My favorite of these, of course, is the 5d6 blast, the Rock'em 5d6 blast, which the 4d6 blast is forceful, and what's more forceful than forceful? Classic SAT question. The answer is Rock'em. But this is all fairly harmless. I mean, it's rules content, but it's a little bit fluffy. This is all qualitative. This is fluff, right? In the next paragraph of the 3 paragraphs devoted to Brick Ray rules, we really get into an issue that you can tell the author cares passionately about, and that is the scenario when there are 2 different people fighting you, 2 different goons, let's say, in a classic bank robbery scenario. I guess they're a little shorthanded, a very economical bank robbery. You've got to shoot both of them with Brick Rays, and so you're trying to divide your Brick Ray between them. In this scenario, we must subscribe to very specific rules. Quote, in addition, the more experienced super being, 3rd level and up, can also divide the energy to fire 2 simultaneous blasts at 2 different targets. This means he can fire an energy bolt from both hands, or from one hand and the eyes, at an opponent in one direction and a second in another direction. However, the key word here is a, quote, divided attack. The amount of damage inflicted by each blast cannot be greater than half his normal maximum damage. So you split up the damage, right? Wrong. You weren't paying attention. I got you. It's not that easy. It's never that easy. You know what this calls for? An example. Quote, staying with the example of a 6th level hero, the character could shoot 2 simultaneous blasts, each doing a maximum of 4d6 damage. Or one shot could be a warning shot doing 1d6, while the other could be a deadly blast doing the maximum 4d6. The max because it is a divided attack, and the blasts cannot be greater than half the usual damage, even if the other blast is less. So, if you are a 6th level hero, if you are capable of a full-on Rudy Tooty Ooh La La 8d6 blast, you could shoot 2 separate goons with individual 4d6 medium well Brick Rays. But should you decide to hit one of them with a I'll allow it, but watch yourself, counselor, 1d6 Brick Ray, the other one is still limited to a Katie Bar the Door 4d6 Ray, not a powerful 76 Brick Ray, because you don't split the dice. Each of the 2 attacks is separately limited to half the total dice of the full attack, regardless of the other attack's damage. Furthermore, I give you the final commandment, quote, limitations of the divided attack. Neither blast gets any special bonuses to strike. Only the natural roll of the die, d20, counts. Moreover, you know Kevin Sambita is on a roll when he says moreover. This is some old Gygax shit that he's pulling out. Moreover, both targets must be in his line of sight. However, moreover, and however. However, the dual divided attack counts as only one melee attack. So after all that, if you're high enough level that you've got enough damage to split, you almost might as well not bother because you get no bonus to hit anybody with these brick rays. You're just hucking them around willy-nilly. Imagine throwing actual bricks with no bonus to strike. Just arms akimbo, hurling bricks, two at a time, all over the bank, trying to take out these goons. So it's a bad strategy, but that's, you know, some are better, some are worse. I don't begrudge the game that, like, not every tactic is optimal. What I do begrudge the game is that at this point, we've spent about a third of an entire page talking about the rules for splitting your beam between two people. It could be just as simple as you can split this damage between two targets in one action. That's all you gotta say. But for some reason, it just sticks in Kevin Sambita's inscrutable craw that one of those two bricks would do more than half of the total maximum damage. I don't know if it's a power balance thing. I don't know if it's a rounding thing, although it wouldn't be that because as it stands, if you've got an odd number of damage dice, you can never get full potential out of a divided blast because each blast is separately limited to half, right? So if you can do a total of 96 damage, you can either do a sweet Mary Mother of God 96 blast or you can split it up, but each blast is limited to 4d6. So it's more mathematically complicated. I sincerely don't understand it. I don't know what the point of this rule is when the alternative would have been perfectly simple. So that's the dumbest thing in this page. Too much rule, not enough point. So that's it for today. It's Hell Knight. I gotta keep walking. Join me next time as we discuss the other energy expulsion powers and arguably the low-key strongest minor power in Heroes Unlimited on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.